Viva la vegan!
Hi, I'm Lee Chantel from VivaLaVegan.net and welcome to this latest video with Inspiring Vegans. Today I have Jeremy Johnson from Vegan Perfection. How are you, Jeremy?
I'm very well. How are you, Lee Chantel?
Good. Very good. And tell me, what's Vegan Perfection?
Vegan Perfection's an import and wholesale business. We import the best vegan food products from all around the world and we distribute them all around Australia to health food shops, vegan shops, cruelty-free shops, organic shops, any shop that would like to sell good quality, cruelty-free products.
And when you say the best products, give me some examples.
We do Redwoods Cheesley. We also do Cheetan and Veggie Deli meat replacement products. Mm-hmm. We do Vigusto Swiss cheeses.
They're very popular at the moment.
They're very, very popular and very, very tasty. We have a huge range of chocolates. We import tons of chocolate. Everybody likes chocolate, particularly organic, cruelty-free chocolate.
Yes, Booyah Booyah.
Booyah Booyah is
yes.
very popular.
Yes, I like that one.
Clamel, Bonvita, various other brands.
Yeah, that's very good. And Easter's just coming up. Mm-hmm. Are you getting a lot more chocolate this year?
Sold several thousand cruelty-free, organic, fair trade Easter eggs this year.
Whoa, that's a lot.
Demand's very high for dairy-free, cruelty-free, fair trade and organic Easter products.
There seems to be a lot more on the market, doesn't there?
Yeah.
So where do you think the best products come from?
Vegan Perfection.
Vegan Perfection. But other than from, where do you source them from?
We get our products from the UK and all over Europe.
So you would say the UK has the best sort of products?
Not necessarily, but they have products that I think fit with us best.
Mm-hmm.
There are products, good products, springing up all around the world. But the UK is where I became vegan. It's where I became more aware of vegan food products.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a natural fit for me to import products from the UK because I had a link with the UK and I already knew the products. I knew the products that I liked a lot and other people would like.
So that's how you started the business, wasn't
that's
it?
That's right. Yeah, it was for selfish reasons that I started. I just tried to import boxes of food for myself because I was despairing at the lack of vegan food in Australia.
Well, how long have you been going for?
Over 8 years.
Well, yeah, 8 years ago there wasn't much, was there?
No, it was hopeless back then. Just nothing at all, really. So all of the suppliers that I contacted said that they couldn't send me a box of stock, but they could send me a pallet of stock. And then a light bulb went off.
Mm-hmm.
It all went from there.
And that's good sometimes, just to start something where it doesn't exist. And that wasn't even your plan, but it's led you to this road.
Absolutely.
Do you regret any of it?
Every minute.
Yes. Every minute.
No, I don't regret any of it. It's been extremely hard work, and for anybody that sort of thinks it's the sort of thing that you can do at the drop of a hat and do on a part-time basis, it's definitely not. It can be very stressful at times and extremely demanding, but there's no way I would regret it. Not when it's promoting cruelty-free lifestyle, helping people to become vegan, helping people to stay vegan.
Yeah.
That was the main aim of establishing the business, was to introduce products to make it easier for vegans to remain vegan and easier for people that were thinking about becoming vegan, turning vegan.
And with all the products that you have, 200 products you have, makes it very easy, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. And our company motto is pure indulgence for healthy living.
Mm-hmm.
And our belief is that life is about abundance, not about denial, and particularly vegan lifestyle. Despite all the cliches that you hear from mainstream society about our lifestyle being one about denial, the complete opposite is true, as I'm sure you're aware. You discover a whole world of foods out there when you become vegan that you never knew about when you were just a carnivore.
Yeah.
And particularly Booyah Booyah organic French champagne truffles.
It's amazing.
Indulgent chocolate that would be, that has won several awards, not just for vegan chocolate or dairy-free chocolate, but for worldwide. And that's also partly our motto, is that product can't just be vegan for us to want to sell it. It has to be high-quality, indulgent product that people will want to eat.
So, setting up the business 10 years ago, is there anything that you would have done differently?
A few things, yes.
Mm-hmm. That you'd like to share?
Trade secrets. Well, our first shipment actually got destroyed in transit.
Oh,
we lost the entire amount of stock. I trusted someone that I shouldn't have trusted with the freight, and that almost put it into us before we started. That was a fairly traumatic start, but out of difficult things, good things can come. So
definitely,
it probably made my resolve all the stronger to carry on. But apart from that, nothing really that I would want to have done differently.
And if someone is starting out, wants to start out their own business, are there a couple of tips that you could give someone, vegan business?
Well, first of all, you have to believe in what you're doing completely, 100% wholeheartedly. And you also have to be prepared for a lot of work. Even though it's something that you enjoy and you believe in completely, there'll be times where you just want to walk away from it and you want to not think about it and you want to rest, but generally you can't afford to do that.
It's hard to have your own business, isn't it?
Yeah. So even though it's a vegan business and you love it because it is a vegan business and a cruelty-free business and for what it promotes, at the end of the day, it's still a business and it still has to be financially viable.
Yeah.
And everything that's involved in a non-vegan business is still involved in a vegan business.
And I think sometimes a lot of people I've seen in the past and even at the moment now, they want to have a vegan business, whether it's a restaurant or an online store or something like that, and many of the things in between.
Yeah.
And a lot of them seem to forget that you need to be sustainable. You need to actually be making money.
Correct.
And, you know, it's great that so many people want to do something positive and want to promote veganism. But how do we get people to think about the money aspect or the reality aspect of things?
I honestly don't know. If I if I had the answer, I wish I would bottle it and, and sell it. There are commercial realities in every business, and people have to see that when they go into business. Just because they're selling an ethical product, because they're selling a cruelty-free product or an organic product or a fair trade product, doesn't mean that their business is automatically going to succeed. It doesn't mean that people are automatically going to patronise their business. And unless you have a thorough plan, a financial plan, a business plan, a strategic plan, the chances are that you're planning for failure. So planning, we planned our business, setting up our business for about 8-9 months before we even imported any product. And that was doing legwork around to try and garner what interest there was in the market, trying to get enough capital together to start a business, trying to get a financial plan together that would allow the business to grow and maintain its cash flow. All fundamentals of a sound financial business, but things that a lot of people, surprisingly a large number of people, don't consider when they start
a business. I get a lot of emails for people to share, for me to share some of those crowdfunding things for people all the time. So there's a lot of people that want to start up businesses but don't have that capital behind them. And, you know, you have to think about the first year or the first 2 years, in particular if you are hiring space or renting space, electricity, power, paying staff. They might not even make a wage for a few years. How will they support if they have a family? How will they pay the mortgage or the rent? All these things that maybe people don't think of.
They're all critical things that if someone doesn't think about them, 6 months down the track, they'll get a very nasty shot when, as you say, they can't afford to pay themselves because they have to pay their staff or because they have to pay a 6-month lease or they have to pay an electricity bill. And the number one is absolutely, if you don't have sufficient startup capital, your cash flow will dry up. Particularly if your business grows, your cash flow will dry up and suddenly you won't have any way to pay anybody and your business stalls and in a lot of cases just disappears altogether.
So we need some good money at the beginning and we need some good structure and planning beforehand.
Sound financial management.
And financial management, that's good. And yeah, good luck with people that want to go with a vegan business.
I very much encourage people to open their own vegan business, start their own vegan business. And it's been fantastic in the last 8 years to see a proliferation of vegan businesses. It's really the one of the best things I've seen in Australia is the number of people that are getting out there and doing their own thing, promoting cruelty-free lifestyle. But for people that are going to do it, always consider the financial aspect of it because as much as we'd like to think that money doesn't make the world go round, there are commercial realities that you have to meet and commercial obligations that you have to meet. And the more financially successful vegan businesses are, the more it promotes veganism.
Mm.
The more the mainstream will take notice of veganism and say, well, there must be something to this.
Mm. So, Jeremy, why vegan?
I just can't tolerate animal cruelty.
Mm-hmm.
I became vegan because I read a book by Jeffrey Masson called The Pig Who Sang to the Moon.
Mm-hmm.
And I became vegetarian overnight, basically, from reading that book.
Yeah.
And then it was a very quick and easy transition to veganism within probably 1 or 2 months of that.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, I don't know if you know the details of the book, but
it
details the horrors of factory farming
mm-hmm.
worldwide. And what we do to factory farm animals.
Mm.
I would challenge anybody to read that book
mm.
and not be at least deeply affected as a minimum
mm.
and as a maximum, basically turn vegan the same way as I did.
Cool. And how long have you been vegan for?
I don't know. I would say 9.33 years.
Exactly.
Exactly.
And so tell me, you import a lot of stuff from the UK, Europe,
mm-hmm.
and you live in Australia mostly when you're mm-hmm. not overseas. What are some of your favourite places to eat at?
Favourite places to eat at? Anywhere that I don't have to cook is a good place.
Mm-hmm.
I do love to cook, but I generally find I don't have a lot of time to do it.
Mm.
But at the same time, I don't get a lot of time to eat out, so I'm not fond of information for places to eat, but Veggie Bar in Melbourne is one of my favourites. The food's always reliable, but the vibe is great and it's always
mm.
packed. And there's a place in Collingwood called Shoe Restaurant. It's not a purely vegetarian and vegan restaurant,
mm.
but they do Vegan Wednesday banquet, and very different. Very inventive,
mm-hmm.
and they're becoming more and more veganized, and I think the more people go there, the more that they'll move towards vegan.
Yeah, I've heard it happen.
Yep. They'd be the two best that I've been to.
Mm-hmm. What about in the UK or Europe?
In the UK there's a restaurant called Saf, which
mm.
is a Turkish restaurant. Saf is the Turkish word for pure, and
okay.
their food is amazing.
I've been hanging out to go there when I go to the UK, just from that favourite video documentary of mine making the connection.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah,
that's
one day
right.
I'll
yeah,
go there.
Yeah, Saf is featured in that, yeah.
Yep.
And they do, still to this day, the most incredible vegan cheese I've ever tasted.
Wow.
Fantastic.
Europe?
All raw.
Oh, great.
Mm.
Anywhere in Europe?
I'm not going to
think of.
There's an organic raw vegan restaurant in Prague.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember the name of it, but that is apparently incredible.
Good. And so all your stuff's organic?
Not all. No.
So,
probably about 70% of what we do is organic.
So what's so great about organic?
Well, organic is just taking the whole vegan thing to the next step, basically.
Mm-hmm.
When you're considering pesticides, chemicals, and obviously insects and everything else that are affected by pesticides and chemicals
mm.
that are used in conventional farming and conventional cropping. Organic, in a purer sense, organic is an extension of a vegan philosophy
mm-hmm.
where no harm is done to any animal.
Yeah.
And therefore, obviously, organic farming is all done in harmony with nature and done in harmony with all of the insects, bugs and everything else that conventional cropping seeks to exterminate through the use of chemicals.
Mm-hmm. Cool. And what's your favourite product that you sell?
Oh, that's difficult. It's either the Gusto Mildly Aromatic Cheese
mm-hmm.
or the Planel Organic Egg Free Mayonnaise.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's a tough choice between those two, but I can't go past those two.
Mm-hmm. Well, next time you see Jeremy or see any of his products like the Gusto Cheese,
mm-hmm.
the Plamil Mayonnaise or Chocolate, Brigabuya Chocolates, Cheesley,
mm-hmm.
anything else that Jeremy imports, make sure you think about the great work he's been doing the past 10 years to get all of those products in our stores in Australia. Thanks for dropping by and chatting with us, Jeremy.
My pleasure.
And see vivalavegan.net for more information and interviews with inspiring vegans.
Thanks for having me.
No problem.
Ciao.